this Leading with Excellence podcast featuring the superintendent of the Lakeland School Corporation in LaGrange, Indiana, Dr. Tracy Blaze. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, executive director of the Indiana Association of Public School Superintendents. This Leading with Excellence podcast allows our listeners to get to know the incredible individuals who are leading Indiana's traditional public schools with excellence. It reminds us that our leaders are also our neighbors, friends, mentors, and lifelong learners. These authentic conversations help bridge the gap between the office of the superintendent and the amazing people in that seat. You know, superintendents are often seen as administrators who make big decisions about budgets, policies, or facilities. And although that is all true, this podcast shifts that perspective by hearing superintendents speak in their own voices about their community, school district, and personal stories. We'll discover the superintendent as a listener, learner, and servant leader. Someone whose leadership centers on vision, relationships, and a genuine care for people. Well, let's dive right in and learn more about our guest, Dr. Tracy Blaze. Welcome, Tracy.
Thank you, Jeff.
I wanted to talk a little bit about your school corporation. Where is Lakeland School Corporation? Where is LaGrange? And tell us a little bit about your community.
All right. We are in the northernmost corner of Indiana. We border Michigan. We are a very rural school district. So lots of Amish in our area, in our county. Not many Amish that come to Lakeland itself, but other corporations in our district are pretty Amish heavy. So it's a very unique place.
Yeah. Now, you left Lakeland and you went to Wyoming for a little bit. Tell me about that.
I did. Yes. I spent 10 years in Wyoming. I was an elementary and a middle school principal at Carbon County District 1, Rollins middle school principal for many years there. So yeah, I got to live in the wild, wild west where the sun shines every day.
Yeah. What took you to, Wyoming?
My husband's sister and her family had moved out there and we had visited a few times and just really liked the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. It was another small town. And people describe Wyoming as one long highway with a lot of small towns, and that's exactly true. So we really liked it out there when we visited, and I decided to apply for some positions and ended up getting a job as an elementary principal.
Wow. I don't know if I've ever said this to you, but I actually interviewed for a job in Wyoming when I was in my mid-20s and on a whim saw an opening, decided to drive out and interview. And I think at that time, they told me that the closest athletic conference opponent was over an hour away by bus. So pretty spread out, pretty desolate.
Yeah, my daughter was a swimmer and a diver, and we used to spend an entire day driving out to watch her swim for, you know, a minute and a half and dive for 30 seconds. Yeah. But yeah, so it would be a whole day, but the drive there was beautiful and the drive back was beautiful, so it was worth it.
Did you always want to be an educator?
I think I did. I don't remember wanting to do anything else. That just has always been what it was.
And when did you know, or when did that urge come to become an administrator?
I am an accidental administrator.
Okay.
So John Milliman, superintendent in our area.
Yeah, here, Lebanon. Yeah.
Yeah. So he was the assistant principal at Lakeland High School when I was a special ed teacher. And I had just finished my master's degree in instruction and curriculum, and he was my evaluator, and we were having a conference, and he said, well, what are you going to do next? And I said, I don't know. I'm thinking maybe counseling, maybe administration. And then that summer, while I was in Wyoming visiting, my dad called me, and he said, hey, Lakeland Middle School wants to talk to you. They have an opening for an assistant principal, and they think you'd be good for that. I'm like, I haven't taken any classes for that. What do I know about being an assistant principal? But I did talk to Mr. Chris Smith, and he ended up hiring me as his assistant principal, and I served in that role for 5 years. So it was really kind of accidental for me. I'm an accidental superintendent also. So I got the degree. Didn't expect that to come when it did.
You know what's funny, Tracy, is we're talking – education is such a small world, isn't it?
Yes.
And there are so many connections. Dr. Milliman and I were in our Purdue cohort together, and so got to know each other quite well. We're both married to Tammys, although his Tammy is spelled different than my Tammy. Chris Smith and I served as officers on IMLEA for the Indiana Middle Level Education Association together for many years. And it's just, it's all kinds of connections that we have, which is part of the networking, right?
Yes.
So when you think about, you mentioned you're a small district, you're up on the border. Who are your network? Who's in your network? Do you have those people that you can reach out to, that you can bounce ideas off, that you can have that safe space sometimes to have a conversation?
Yes. We have a pretty tight-knit little group, even just in LaGrange County, but we reach out. So we're part of Impact, and we're part of a special education co-op with about 13 members. Mm-hmm. So there's a group of us, and we meet quite often for those kind of things. And it's nice, because you can just send a text and say, I can contact Nate Lau at West Noble and say, hey, here's my issue. Have you dealt with this? Mm-hmm. Can you help? And everybody is willing to step up and help. And I get to do that for people, too.
So important. Yep. You also have poured into yourself. You are involved in the EPIC program with IEPSS, very active in the professional development and all of the things that, that we have to offer. Why is that important to you to continue to do your own growth and to have your own learning?
So for me, what I have found is, as you said in the introduction, a lot of budgets, a lot of numbers. Mm-hmm. That is not what I went to school for originally. I was a special education teacher, you know. I love kids. I love teaching. And I think that's the case for a lot of superintendents. Yeah. So for me, I'm always looking for more ways to understand that side, the business side of being a superintendent a little better.
Yeah. You mentioned you're an accidental superintendent. You were named interim superintendent for a little bit in Lakeland before, I think 3 or 4 months before they made you permanent.
Probably.
Was that the accident?
Yeah. So we had had, I had applied the year before that for the superintendency when Eva Merkel, Dr. Merkel retired, and they hired someone else instead. Mm-hmm. And he stayed for a year. And then 9 days before school started, three board members showed up at my office at the primary building and said, we need some help. Will you help? And of course I'm going to help. So I did. And here I am 4 years later, still doing it and loving it. It's a wonderful way for me to give back to the school district that grew me.
Yeah. Tracy, you've talked about being the school's greatest cheerleader. Uh-huh. Talk a little bit about that and how that culture has just manifested itself.
Yeah. So my very first meeting with staff, I did in a cheerleading uniform. So anybody who knows me well knows I have a closet full of costumes for things. But I think as really a lifelong Laker, because even though I was gone for 10 years, I wasn't really gone. I'm still a Laker. Once a Laker, always a Laker.
There you go.
I say that a lot. So I just think that part of it is my personality. Mm-hmm. I've always been the find the silver lining and cheer other people on, rooting for the underdog. I think it's my dad's fault. He was a Detroit Lions fan all my life. So I've always been the cheerleader. And I'm just very passionate about Lakeland as a grad. I want to see everyone there do well.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm looking, trying to look 30 years down the road to make sure that the kids that come long after I'm retired will have the best that there is to have.
In order to get down the road and to make sure that you can get there with that time, there's always we have to be mindful of our own mental health. We have to be mindful of our own physical health. We have to be mindful of some self-care, right? What does that look like for you when you're trying to stay mentally sharp and to be your very best?
I often tell people they need to take time for themselves, but I'm terrible about doing it.
Aren't we all? So, do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah, a little bit of a workaholic, always have been. If it's there to do, I'm going to do it. But for me, it's lately, after I'm 54 now, after I turned 50, I started being very much more health conscious. And so, for instance, right now I'm doing chemo cream on my face. I went to my dermatologist, had a spot she didn't like, so she gave me this cream, and, well, it brings out all the spots. So you got to take care of yourself in that way, physically and mentally, and sometimes you just need a break. But for me, the mental health side is when I'm with the kids. That just makes all the rest of it go away, and it just gives me energy.
Yeah. So when you are able to get away, it sounds like Wyoming is a place, a destination place for you. What do you do when you're in Wyoming?
So, well, we haven't gone back very often. I think the last time I went back was 2017 when I graduated with my doctorate from University of Wyoming. So we haven't really been back. My daughter has been back and visited friends there.
Yeah.
Mostly we stay in touch through Facebook.
So are you you're a Laker.
I am.
Does that mean you go up to the Great Lakes and you're right there on the border?
You know, we probably should. I am a pool girl.
Okay.
Though, so not really. I like a beach, but I'm more of a pool girl. Mm-hmm. So that was one of my husband's caveats when we moved back to Indiana because it's so hot and humid in the summer. He said, we will have a pool. So
very good. So have you opened it yet for the season?
Yes.
Okay.
We open early and close late. There it was open March 27th, I think they came.
You took a gamble.
Yeah.
Didn't know if it was going to be cold weather or not.
Right. Yep. Yep.
Tracy, you have some really cool shoes.
Oh.
Do you know how many pair of shoes you have? Have you ever counted?
I did count this morning. Oh. I have 12 pairs of Lakeland colored shoes.
Hmm. And do people see, is that a daily thing that people are wondering, what kind of shoes will Dr. Blaze wear today?
I don't know if it's that big a thing yet, but after every holiday or if people know my birthday are coming, that's what they'll ask me is what shoes are you going to get for your birthday? Because these are all from my husband.
Mm.
He started this. He found the Nike by You website. And after that, it's design, design, design. So today I'm sporting my Lakeland colored Valentine's Day Chucks.
Mm.
So, yeah.
I actually got my first pair of Chuck Taylors upon retirement. One of our schools who happened to be the All-Stars gave me my first pair of my first pair ever. And I've often wondered, how did people play basketball in these?
I don't know.
Yeah.
They would not be comfortable for that. I've noticed you're a boot guy, so Wyoming would be a great place for you.
Yeah. Goes back to my horse racing days and my days on the farm. And,
there you go.
Yeah. I didn't wear these kinds of boots. They were my work boots.
Yes. And
they looked a lot different than what I wear
up
with my suits. Yes. Tracy, one of the things that people often talk about as a hesitancy into the superintendency is the distance from the students. Mm-hmm. How do you stay connected to your students?
I'm at everything, whether it's concerts or ball games or judging senior projects or showing up at elementary events. I try to be at everything.
Mm-hmm. Full transparency, we're in the last couple of months of school as we record this. Is this not one of the greatest times to be a superintendent? All the celebrations and all the joys.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite
part? Oh, graduation by far.
Yeah.
I love to be at graduation.
Yeah. You mentioned, and you said it a minute ago, if people knew me well, they would know that I have all these costumes, right?
Mm-hmm.
We sometimes talk about, this is about humanizing the superintendency. This is about helping people just to get to know who is leading in Indiana and who is leading in their school district. Mm-hmm. What is something that you wished people knew about you that they might not?
I think just how hard you work as a superintendent and myself personally to give everybody what it is they need.
Mm.
And I mean, sometimes you're digging in a dry well.
Mm.
You know, there's just money is finite.
Yeah.
And so it's hard to get all the projects that people want to see done. Mm-hmm. It's hard to get all the materials that they want. And, you know, it seems to get harder and harder.
It does.
Yeah.
As you think about the future of the students in Lakeland, you think about the opportunities that they have, the opportunities that are being provided because of leadership like yours and those you surround yourself with, the teachers that are in the classroom, what are you most excited about for the future of the students in Lakeland?
You know, I think we're getting our facilities in line, but I'm most excited about what we've been doing with career readiness.
Mm.
We're going to open in August a Learn to Work program, which is a combination in our county. All three school districts working together on this electrical maintenance pathway. And so I'm very excited to see that come to fruition. We opened a dental program. We also have a vet careers program. So we're really trying hard as a very small school to hit the needs of all the students.
Yeah.
So that's what I love to see.
Mm.
And I hope that's what people remember.
Sure. I know our time's getting short. I always ask our guests, last question that I ask is the title of this podcast, Leading with Excellence. When you think about leading with excellence, especially in the context of public education, what would you say?
I will tell you a little story. Our journalism class started doing a podcast, and they call it Laker Legends. And I was watching it one night as it came out, and my name came up, you know, and the high school principal too. And you always wonder, okay, what's going to happen next? But I got the highest compliment I think I've ever gotten when I heard one of the students talk about how empathetic the leadership was at Lakeland. And it just, I teared up. I got goosebumps. I'm like, that's what I want people to remember. And that's what I think true leadership is feeling for the people that you lead.
Yeah. Just speaks to the power of student voice, doesn't it?
Yep. Mm.
Tracy, thanks for being my guest.
I appreciate the opportunity, Jeff.
Ladies and gentlemen, our guest has been the superintendent of Lakeland School Corporation, Dr. Tracy Blaze. Tracy's story reinforces that excellence is a journey, not a title. We hope today's conversation helped you to see the heart behind the role of the superintendent. Today's conversation reminds us that leadership is not only about decisions. It's about people, passion, and purpose. This has been another episode of the Legal with Excellence podcast from the Indiana Association of Public School Superintendents.